Now it's recording.
And it's recording. And we're back with the Gardening Project podcast for the 63rd time.
Oh, wow.
For episode 63.
Well, that makes sense.
And I'm your host, Andy, and I am going to cycle my intro to draw yours out.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that. That's pretty good. And I'm your co-host, Mike Coyle. And did you see that new partner, Commander, featuring bears and vehicles?
No.
Got to get your bears in gear.
The Dark Baron.
Please listen carefully.
Yeah, I know.
The Dark Baron.
Yeah, it's not Baron Sengir anymore. It's Sengir the Dark Baron. But that just doesn't make sense for my pun, so I changed his name.
You just change it to the Dark Baron.
The Dark Baron Sengir.
This is the podcast where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering.
But mostly Commander.
And before we start, we want to give a huge shout out to Chris Wolf, Kelsum Gaming on Twitter, for making all of our thumbnails for our YouTube videos. Just some fun stats that are super exciting. Since creating those thumbnails, we are up 12 subscribers. 90 plus hours of additional video has been watched of our content, and we're up by 477 more views than normal. So for small content creators like us, that's huge.
It's massive.
So thank you so much, Chris.
You the best.
You are literally the best. And we also want to thank all of our patrons. We appreciate all of your support. And if you want to support, you can head over to patreon.com/guardianprojectpod. Last week, you actually did a giveaway.
Yeah.
And it was to Tap That MTG. Leslie won.
Yes, that's correct.
Foil Brazen Borrower.
That's right.
So that was really exciting. So if you head over to patreon.com, we are looking to start doing some giveaways with some packs that have been donated in the past that we've opened. So come check it out.
Yeah, and if you're looking for another way to support the podcast, make sure to drop a comment, leave a subscription, throw over a like. I'm just trying new things. No, but we'd really appreciate any feedback you give us. And obviously, following and subscribing really helps a lot. Gets our name out there so that more people can come and listen and watch our content. We also have a TCG player affiliate link located in the show notes below, as well as on our website at www.guardianprojectpodcast.com. We have a YouTube channel. Maybe you're listening to this on YouTube right now. Go over there and subscribe so you can watch all of our paper Commander streams uploaded every Sunday. Twitch.tv/ATFlora if you want to watch our paper Commander streams every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
We have more streams coming up this week. Mr. Bevers will be on the show. Chris Wolf will be on the show this Thursday. Coyle, you won't be on the show. You've got plans this weekend.
I've got plans starting Thursday.
Out of town.
Oops.
So I'm alone. I have to host the show alone.
Oops, no magic.
Oops, no magic. However, I did look today to see how many games that I have left in my year of 365.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot.
Okay.
Since quarantine, I have slowed down significantly.
Right.
On average, I have to play 32 games a month for the remainder of the year. And right now I'm playing 8 minimum, because we do 2 each stream.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make up 22 somewhere else. To make this.
Per month. Yeah.
22 a month. Now, I can use Discord channels and stuff. I mean, people are always looking to play, but that's a lot of games.
Yeah, you better get your butt in gear.
But I'm done with school after next week for the rest of my life, so I will have time to play 22 games a month, that's I guess. Right.
I'm going to get a text from Andy that says, get online, we're playing Commander.
Speaking of Commander, Command Fest Online 2 happened this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was a charity event. So all of the donations that could have changed the game went into the pot. And there was $6,200 raised for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. So that was really exciting. I got to watch a lot of Commander stream this weekend. So you could donate to make things happen in the game. You could pay $15 to make somebody scry one, $20, target player gets 2 treasure tokens, $50 to give someone a demonic tutor. I mean, all the way up to $300 to return all creatures from the graveyard to the battlefield. But I saw some big ones. I saw $100 get paid to shuffle all graveyards into libraries. I think actually that was when Aaron Campbell was playing. and she was playing Muldrotha. Mm-hmm. I think the actual note was for the greater good.
That
was
correct.
it was from her boyfriend, yep, who said this needs to happen. Yeah. So that was really cool. And there were a couple of other things I saw. Some people got to demonic tutor. There were some extra turns even paid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was someone who was revived from the dead. Obviously it wasn't on this list and I didn't see that happen. I have to go check it out, but there was a donation made and they brought a player back from being taken out.
That's wonderful.
It's really great. I want someone to donate to bring me back into the game. Yeah. Some of our Thursdays.
How much money would you donate yourself to bring you yourself to back bring
my,
in the game?
Myself back into the game? I mean, a lot. So if it was on our Thursday stream, I'd pay $20 to jump back in.
I'm back in. Full life.
Full? Half?
Sure.
I mean,
any? One?
Like you come back kind of zombified, okay, right? So you have one arm missing, like a stump leg.
Okay. Okay. Maybe you have last strike now instead of normal strike.
That's terrible. I want all my creatures to have double strike and last strike. Yes. How's that work?
It's triple strike. It's
normal,
a real thing.
It's normal strike then.
No, it's a real thing.
Triple is in an uncard?
I don't know if the actual keyword triple is in an uncard, but you can give double strike to a last strike creature and have them hit three times. Yeah.
Okay, so last strike is fair. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting concept. How much would I pay to bring myself back into a game on our normal stream? Here, I would have done so many of these things. Oh, crap, I'm losing. All right, I need to pay $50. I am going to search for a basic land, or I'm in a demonic tutor real quick.
Yeah, turn two, I'm going to pay $150 and just try to combo off here by demonic tutoring three times. Oh my
God. Okay, Coil's playing Voltron. I'm going to pay $100 to have you sack a creature.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next turn, you know, I'm going to do it again. Actually, next turn, I'm going to do $200 mm-hmm, and have you mm-hmm, sack two creatures. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sorry, can't collab one.
No, so this was really cool and it was for a really great cause. So I hope you all enjoyed watching. We also will talk about the panel that kicked off Command Fest Online. That's our main topic this week.
Yeah.
But actually, I didn't ask you what was on the agenda. I just went into it.
That's all right. We can just go into
it. So that was on the agenda.
It was on the agenda. We can just go into it, though, too.
All right, let's just go into it.
It's going to be a surprise what we're talking about next, except for that one topic that we just mentioned, but, you know, it's whatever. So, so the next thing on our agenda we wanted to talk about was the Secret Lair drop that's actually going to start being on sale Wednesday.
You wanted Secret Lairs. Last week we thought they disappeared and they came back with slime, and now we got dogs.
We got doggies. So this is Secret Lair Every Dog Has Its Day, going on sale on August 26th. So if you're listening to this, it might be a couple hours left on the sale or something, so make sure you go in and grab it. So
yeah, we're recording a little early this week. So if right. anything fun is happening on Tuesday or Wednesday like normal, mm-hmm. we're not going to have it.
Don't
you
know.
Get it next week.
That's right.
We're recording on a Monday.
Sorry. So some of the cards that are being printed in this, we have Ancient Grudge, which is a red instant to destroy target artifact with flashback for a green. There is Dig Through Time. There is Lightning Greaves and Rest in Peace. And all of them are featuring really cute artwork with dogs in them. And on top of that, some of the best flavor text that I've ever seen. And I'm going to let you go and find them online. And you know, should we read one of them?
Okay. But it has to be... Is it? It's the one.
You want me to do Ancient Grudge?
You do Ancient Grudge. Okay. It's so good.
So,
well, describe the picture first.
So, Ancient Grudge shows a pug screaming at itself in a broken mirror. So, the flavor text is "Shelby locked." Shelby locked eyes with the ferocious creature as the glass began to crack. With one more lunge, she would break through and confront her nemesis at last. It's herself.
It's the cutest pug ever. And pugs are usually not that cute.
I love them.
She's a cute little chunk. Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for the Secret Lair, Every Dog Has Its Day. Again, look out August 26th. It will go on sale for 24 hours, like all Secret Lairs do. And they do actually have this both in non-foil and foil versions. The foil version costing a little bit more than the foil. I think it's $40 and $30 for 40 for foil, 30 for non-foil. So make sure to check those out and grab them.
Coil's non-foil. I'd be foil.
I'm getting both.
You on both.
I'm getting both. This is the first Secret Lair I'm actually going to be buying.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
I got I've got a few of them. I liked the Eldraine Wonderland lands,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sad I only got two of them because I wish I had gotten 10 of them.
Yeah, 500 of them.
I wish I had gotten 500 of them.
You are correct. We got to pump those numbers up. Those are some weak numbers.
Pump it up. All right. So kicking off Command Fest, though,
mm-hmm.
there was a panel that Gavin Verhey, Ari Nee, and Jules Robbins hosted. And they brought us a ton of information. Honestly, wasn't expecting all of this.
Yeah,
I figured we were going to get like a little sneak peek, but we got like a ton of info on a couple of different things. So mm-hmm. we had Commander Collection Green
mm-hmm.
and some info on how they are looking at developing and creating white cards going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of information about Commander Legends.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
It's so exciting.
I'm super excited. So starting off with Commander Collection Green. We had seen some artwork previously,
mm-hmm.
and it's 8 cards. All of those cards, they in the panel, they said these all have some sort of an homage to like a legendary creature, or we try to keep that in mind. And this one also comes in foil or non-foil.
Yes.
So I love that I can get these in foil. Sad to think about
mm-mm.
the potential price.
Yeah. No, I think these are going to end up being really expensive.
Like more than I really want to pay, probably.
I think the non-foil are going to be even more than I want to pay, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, right? I mean, I'd pay what? What would you pay for the foil? I mean, $100 for the foil?
The thing is, there's a couple cards in here. It's the first time they've ever been printed in foil.
Yes.
There's some super awesome artwork and...
This is so hard to even guess, but you said you saw some pre-orders for the non-foil at like $150 already.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
It's a lot of money.
It's so crazy. But well, we'll go through them.
Yeah, so they announced all 8 cards.
They did. We got all 8 cards. So the first card we got was a Worldly Tutor, which mm-hmm. was a card that we had seen a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
Which was picturing Isan the Wanderer Bard.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be a Worldly Tutor's first printing in foil ever.
That's right.
And I play Worldly Tutor and I love me some foils. So, you know, my wallet is not so happy.
It was a really, really good card too.
Yeah, it's really good. So
I love the way they introduced it because they were like going back and forth. Like in this art, featuring Yisan the Wandering Bard playing a chord on his instrument, calling all the animals. And of course, this is Worldly Tutor.
Yes. They had to start it out strong. They ended strong too. But so Worldly Tutor is in this list. Super strong commander. Really good if you're trying to get a tutor for green.
Mm-hmm.
Green creatures. Court of Calling is really good. We talked about Green Sun Zenith.
You play Green Sun Zenith?
I play Green Sun, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Finale of Devastation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Devastation.
Yep.
Yes. Finale of Devastation.
Mm-hmm.
So put this right on the top of my list.
Yeah. It's great. Worldly Tutor was seeing a spike in price this year too. So hopefully this brings the price a little bit down. A little bit down. Probably not a lot.
Or leave it right the same. I'd like it down a little.
Down a little would be nice.
Yeah.
So the next card, which is arguably my favorite green card ever, is another artwork that we've seen already that they are paying homage to Kamigawa. They said that this creature, probably if it was printed in a standard set, would have been printed in Kamigawa. And it kind of looks like a plant with some seeds coming out of it. It kind of looks like Azusa, but a plant. Mm-hmm. And this is Seedborn Muse.
Yep.
So Seedborn Muse, very, very... very important card in a lot of decks that play green and they want to cast spells on everyone else's turn, makes it so that you can untap with everyone else's untap. And yeah, great commander staple and great new artwork.
Great new artwork. The next card is Omnath, Locus of Mana. So OG Omnath,
mm-hmm.
who's looking like he's taller than the mountains and there's a green tornado above him.
Ooh.
It's really, really great. So they also have reworded, there's an errata on this Omnath. So it's a 1/1 for 2 and a green that now says you don't lose unspent green mana as steps and phases end. Omnath, Locus of Mana gets +1/+1 for each unspent green mana you have. So instead of it saying green mana doesn't empty your pool as phases end and right. it gets, yeah, for what's in your mana pool. I actually really like this new art, this new wording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, And I play Omnath, Locus of Mana in a couple of decks.
Yeah, super. And just, I mean, it used to be obviously the only Omnath that existed for a while. And yeah, that was like the go-to mono green, because it was like, hey, you want to play mono green, whatever, just have Omnath as your commander. It's there's no downside.
You want a backup crew fix? Here you go.
I know a lot of people talk about crew fix as the blue green Omnath, but it doesn't get big, so you can't swing. You can swing with crew fix, you can't swing with a huge crew fix.
But at least this keeps
fix.
A color instead of colorless.
That's true.
So that you know, there's upsides. I would play Omnath in my crew fix deck. I don't have a crew fix deck, but if I had one, I'd play it in it.
Yeah, yeah. So the next card that they are printing in here is in brand new artwork for a Planeswalker commander, and that's Freylies, Llanowar's Fury. So Freylies was printed back in the 2015 commander precons.
It was the first time 14. We had Planeswalkers as commanders, which was with the Mono White Nahiri and yep. Omnath. Or I'm not Obnixilis. I think that's 15.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's the last time we saw Freylies, and this card is got some nice artwork on it again. Freylies still sporting her eye patch. I don't know the full story behind Freylies. I know that she is the one that cast the spell that took that got us away from Ice Age. So that revitalized the world after Ice Age. So Freylies, very important part of the lore. And
that was Commander 14, not 15.
It was Commander 14.
Commander 14.
It was close. 15 was all the four color ones, wasn't it?
Apparently she was also looking at the cards where she exists is Commander 14, Commander 14 oversized.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Legendary Cube Prize Pack.
It's got to be MTGO.
It says ticket. Yeah, it's online. Mm-hmm. Commander Anthology, and then now this with a new artwork.
That's right. So super sweet artwork. You should definitely check it out.
Yeah. Following that up is a card that in the artwork they said is a nod to Titania based on the leaves and the flowers. This is also the first time this card will be in foil, mm-hmm. and that is the Bane of Progress.
So good.
This is a really good card, and it shuts down all those artifact decks that we discussed on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. You want to build artifacts? You also going to get wrecked by Bane of Progress.
By one card.
By one card that can, I mean, they can get wrecked by a few cards. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Bane of Progress in particular is really, really strong. So it's a 2/2 that has, when it enters the battlefield, destroy all artifacts and enchantments. And you put a +1/+1 counter on Bane of Progress for each permanent destroyed this way.
Mm-hmm.
I play this card in a couple of decks because it's just good removal. And if it comes down as a 3/3 because there was only one thing, like just a one of Smothering Tithe or something.
Yeah. With no treasures.
They used them on their turn and I paid, so they couldn't draw. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Bane of Progress, thank you.
Yeah. You know how many times I've destroyed my own board with a Bane of Progress because I forgot that it doesn't say that opponent's control. It does not say that. All enchantments and all artifacts.
Check your board before you wreck your board.
That's right. Read your cards, people. Man. So this next card, people probably wouldn't associate with mono green, but this is not mono green collection green. This is just commander collection green. And our next card is Command Tower. So when they talked about this card in the panel, they talked about, you know, if you pay attention to the artwork of the Command Tower, there's a lot of trees and everything. The tower itself is on top of a large mountain, but it's not a mountain. Don't worry. But yeah, it's surrounded by forest, and actually the light emitting from the Command Tower itself is green. So if you have a green centric deck that you would run a Command Tower in, this could be the version of Command Tower for you.
And following that up, in another non-green card, mm-hmm. actually devoid of all colors, is a soul ring that is hovering above a stump.
That's right.
That's the best way to describe this. I really like this artwork, but it's like we cut this tree down and the soul ring's like, I'm going to hover above the stump.
The stump's mine.
And collect this yellow and green leaves that are swirling around me.
You know what? You know how you tell how old a tree is?
How many soul rings are
there? You count how many rings. Yeah, exactly. That must be what they... I don't know if there's flavor text or anything on that card that says
there
that.
There is. Deep within the heart of this forest, a new sun flared to life.
Yeah. No, okay. They didn't talk about the rings of the trees. Missed opportunity. So the last card in the set, when they were playing a little game when they were doing these Commander collection cards, and they would show the artwork and have people try to guess it. And this last one, they showed Riki, History of Kamigawa. And if you don't know, Riki actually has tattooed all over his body the history of all of Kamigawa. And the monk...
That had to have been real expensive. I have a couple tattoos. I would like more. They're so expensive. Yeah.
Well, his are all like they use the like the chisel and pen kind of tool in order to tattoo them.
I don't think it's a chisel.
It's not called a chisel, but I don't know what else to call it.
You know how long that would take? He's got time. He's got time.
He's a monk. That's what he does.
He's got time.
But... So the guy, there's another monk sitting behind him playing... I'm going to insult anyone who knows what the actual name is.
No, there was a name. They named it, but it looks like a guitar.
I was going to call it a banjo, so that was going to be worse. But it's taking the information, and it's either applying the information to Riki or kind of pulling the information off of Riki. But this is supposed to be symbolism for Sylvan Library. So the embodiment of knowledge and the collection of knowledge that an actual library would have, but this is kind of another take on
this. Is where Chad went crazy. They were very happy about this.
Yeah, this was super good. So it's like people were worried that they weren't going to have expensive cards printed in this collection, but with Worldly Tutor, Original Omnath, and Sylvan Library, on top of the fact that people love all their just bling.
Seaborn Muse is just played all the time. I mean, it's still a decently, it's not a cheap card.
No. And this is the only other artwork for Seaborn Muse too. So if you don't like the original artwork of Seaborn Muse, you got to get this one.
So that was the end of that collection, and I will definitely be checking this out. And if it's really expensive, you can pick up singles.
That's right.
And
that's
I like picking up singles. Yeah.
So Ari Ni is a representative of the Council of Color that was talking also during this segment, and he wanted to focus on the color white and what white was going to have in Commander moving forward. Maybe even expand outside of Commander. Maybe it's going to be printed in standard sets or expansion sets, but applicable for Commander. So there was mention about how they wanted to make mono white card draw going to be a thing. And Mungara the Diplomat was the first time we saw something like this. And I think it was accepted very widely and very, very positively.
100%.
They want to have persistent and reoccurring threats. So it's all about, I think it also kind of ties to card draw in that, you know, maybe a blue player can play a threat and then they can draw into another threat, where white might not be able to do that. So persistent and recurring threats to protect and reuse permanents.
They mentioned Teferi's Protection here as a really strong card to protect like their whole board and not even just one thing.
Right. They want to add more win conditions that are less linear and less easy to remove.
And they said some that are less reliant upon sorcery speed.
Right.
They were like Approach of the Second Sun is not instant speed.
Right.
And they were like, it might be nice to not have to do it all on your turn.
Very true.
And then wait a whole turn to try and figure out a new plan.
That's right. And this is specifically talking about mono white.
Correct.
Because white itself is actually really good at protecting your combos in other colors, using cards like Silence and Grand Arbiter and that kind of stuff. And the last thing is ramp in some sort of form to keep up with decks that get way ahead to keep up with green decks. Let's be honest here. They didn't want to say green. It's to keep up with green decks.
I mean, black, even black though, has ways to get so far ahead just by paying life. They're like, cool. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Paying life, things tap for double, sacrifice creatures for mana.
I'll just grab, you know, Cabal Coffers to go with my Herb Warg. I mean, like, I only have 6 lands, but you're producing way more than 6.
14.
Yes. I mean, white's like, I can also have 6 lands, but I only have 6. Mm-hmm. Or they say, I have 4 lands, and one of them's a Temple of the False God, and I'm way behind.
Oops. The Gavin land.
Yeah, so some of these lands are actual. They mentioned, R&E mentioned that some of these are actual changes to the color pie philosophy going forward. So it might take a few years. Nothing's going to happen immediately. I assume we will see some things coming up, but they said that it might take a while, but they're definitely changing white in general.
That last one, that ramp in some form to keep up with decks that go way ahead. Maybe we already know one of those cards.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and talk about it.
Do we want to skip right to it?
We can skip to that one.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a couple more cards that were previewed this weekend. But we can move right on to Keeper of the Accord, which is a 3/4 human soldier for 3 and a white that says at the beginning of each opponent's end step.
Is this card meant for commander?
Each. If that player controls more creatures than you, create a 1/1 white soldier creature token. At the beginning of, it also says,
yes.
This is the second one.
Another paragraph.
Another paragraph. At the beginning of each opponent's end step, if they control more lands than you, tutor for a basic planes. Put it onto the battlefield tapped. Shuffle your library.
Holy crap. This is a really good card.
Yeah. This is also, so the best part is when I watched this, I was watching it live. Mm-hmm. So I got to see the Twitch chat. And so in our show notes for tonight, I have, and this is where Twitch chat was like, this card's going to be $400.
Oh, wow.
They were like, it's good. They were like, there's no reason not to play this in a mono white deck. And I don't disagree.
I don't think there's a reason not to play this in most decks. I mean, if you have white in your deck, it's not like you have to play it in mono white. Maybe if you're playing,
if you're playing white green, I don't think you want this.
Let's say, maybe. So I thought about this.
Okay.
Because if you could somehow put white in a Titania deck, this card would be really, really good. Because you can always make sure you have less lands than whatever opponent you're going to have and then go fetch for another planes.
Well, speaking of adding a color to a deck, we can talk about what some people thought a new card that we're going to talk about did, but in fact does not
it,
do.
It doesn't.
So people were freaking that. Out. For things that they did not need to.
That's right. Well, we do that all the time, right?
So, Keeper of the Cord. Really, really, really great card.
Looking forward to it. And it's being printed in Commander Legends.
It is in Commander Legends.
Yes.
Speaking of Commander Legends, let's move on to Commander Legends.
Hey, that's the next topic. Commander Legends.
Wow. So, that is coming out this fall. And it is a set whose flavor comes from any time and any place. They said it can be any character. It does not matter. We can go back in time and look at characters that, I mean, maybe we're going to look at a character that died. Maybe we'll, you know, see a little bit of, you know, some old characters. Venser, maybe he come back a little bit.
Jessica, maybe.
Well, you know, we've seen Jessica. They said this set is not mechanically like New Horizons or Modern Horizons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. New Horizons. That's Animal Crossing.
That's correct.
That's Animal Crossing. So it's not mechanically like Modern Horizons. They said that they are specifically not making cards to jam two mechanics together like Retrace and Rebound or Cascade mm-hmm. and Rebound or whatever, I think was the example they showed. So we're not just jamming stuff on cards to make it crazy. But there's four non-evergreen mechanics returning to the set in one new mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the set where Commander meets Draft. So it's really, really exciting. So here's how that's going to work. When you draft, you will have three 20 card packs. Each pack will have two legends and one foil in every pack.
That's right. And it's recommended that you have a normal pot of eight, just like you would for a draft, a normal draft. And you can draft with less. They did a lot of practice and stuff just with drafting four people because they knew maybe your commander group is only four people big. We got to make sure this works for four people too. They even talked about sealed too, that you could do sealed.
So you can just open six packs by yourself.
Right. But the difference is you take two cards per pack. So if anyone who had the opportunity to draft double masters, maybe with your friends, obviously using social distancing and all that kind of stuff, wherever you are, you actually in that, or maybe MTGO, you take two cards in the first pack. Well, in Commander Legends, you take two cards every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So this allows you to form a lot of synergy. It makes it so that you, like, if you have, you see two cards in that first pack and you're like, oh, these go so well together, I can only take one. No, you can take both now. It's fine. So you also draft more cards than normal because you're constructing
a 60 card deck. So you are playing more than in a limited format, but less than in Commander because you are drafting all of these, and that would take a really long time to draft 100 cards, and then but you'd have to draft more because you got to be able to cut some stuff out. Mm-hmm, just there's, you need to be able to actually get cards that fit your 60 card deck. So it's following also Commander rules. So 40 life, Commander identity, Commander damage, that all still exists. However, the one difference here is the singleton rule doesn't apply. The set is bigger than a normal set, but you may get two of one specific card.
Right.
And they said, we didn't want you to just pass it. You can still take it. You can still play it. But they said the set's big enough that chances are it's not going to happen that often. Mm-hmm. If you have more than one, it's also probably not going to be like, I have three of my commander. You know, I mean, maybe if you get lucky, you could have that foil and two non, I guess.
True.
But you know, I'm not sure. And you also need to have a legendary permanent. So two come in every pack, and they said, so you need to be able to draft one. And there were lots of questions coming up in the chat about this.
Yeah, I'm crossing my arms right now because I'm refusing to draft a legendary permanent during this draft.
For Commander.
Correct.
Yeah. So what happens, Coyle, if we don't draft one?
So they printed this card. It's the actually only legendary card that has ever been printed at Common. And it's a card that you will be able to use or forced to use.
Is it the only legendary card ever at Common?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And this is Prismatic Piper. So Prismatic Piper is a 5 CMC colorless creature. It's a 3/3 that says when Prismatic Piper is your command. Also has partner. We'll get into that in a second. It says when Prismatic Piper is declared as your commander, you choose a color and then Prismatic Piper becomes the chosen color, including color identity for your commander. So if you don't choose a legendary creature, you get Prismatic Piper as your commander. Or you could draft Prismatic Piper if you wanted to and use it as a partner.
Correct. So Prismatic Piper is always available for you. Mm-hmm. However, they did say that Prismatic Piper appears more often than the other legendary permanents for this exact reason.
Right, because it's printed at Common. So they show up in about 1 in every 6 packs, and legendary or Commander Masters is a larger set than normal. So that's why it's only 1 in every 6 for a common card like that.
And it won't push out one of the other legendaries. It pushes out a common, so mm-hmm. you're not going to miss out on one that might be a little spicier or something that you're looking to,
right.
that you're actually looking to play.
Yeah.
Because after hearing this, mm-hmm. Prismatic Piper is always available, even if you didn't draft it.
That's right.
So I don't see any reason to draft it.
Now, there were a lot of people freaking out about
okay,
this
yeah.
card.
So talk about this, because I didn't understand it until Coyle explained it to me. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense.
No. So it's people not understanding or not just putting 2 and 2 together about partner. So Prismatic Piper has the keyword partner, meaning, and it's not partners with, it's partner. So it can partner up with any other partner. But people immediately went, oh, you can add Prismatic Piper to any deck and add a color. This breaks Commander. That would break Commander.
Sure.
Amen to that. I want to do an episode about that too, by the
way. So we all just add Prismatic Piper to a deck?
That's just cheating. There needs to be a downside to this. That's the problem. You're making your deck thinner and getting nothing but upside. Anyone who thought that was going to be real, yeah, okay. If you thought that was real, then Wizards would have made a huge mistake.
We've seen Commander Versus. They did an episode where they added a color.
Yes.
But instead, you could just say, for this episode, we're going to just allow Prismatic Piper to be paired
with any legendary character.
Yeah.
That, it's crazy. And I have examples that we can bring up in the episode when we have a whole episode dedicated to it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a whole episode prepared for just Prismatic Piper.
Prismatic Piper plus legendaries. And it has to all start with P. Play Prismatic Piper plith legendaries.
Prismatic Piper precisely.
Partners.
Partners.
Postulating.
Oh no, I'm not good at this game. I was in drama for 1 year.
One semester?
Yeah. I was in 1 year, 9th grade.
Mine was a 7th, 8th grade.
I was in the play Arsenic and Old Lace. Hmm. I played a priest who had 3 lines at the beginning. I had a sip of tea with some old ladies.
Wow.
And then I left the stage.
Wow.
I was like a real top-notch actor, okay? I didn't even want a part, and I was also understudy for the main role, so I didn't know how that was going to work if they actually fell ill in 9th grade.
Did you have your headshots prepared before that to hand them out to the front row?
They took pictures of us. It was like your friends stood at the bottom of the stage and took really bad photos from below of you, and you had like
shadow double chins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, classic 9th grade drama.
Yeah.
You know. The backstage is just like behind a curtain, but it's not really soundproof. It's like pretty rough.
You can hear everyone yelling at each other. Move, 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 move.
Yes. I also in that play got to turn on some lights at a specific time. I felt really important. I had to like lean around the corner and watch and listen for them to like pick something up. Flip on a light.
Flip, flip.
Turn it off. Man, I was such a good, I was really good.
Yeah. Good job being a stagehand.
Good job to me. I should... Pat on the back.
You're getting it.
So, Prismatic Piper, we're going to have to do an episode with that sometime.
We'll do an episode.
We'll figure something out. Mm-hmm. So, it pushes out a common, but it's always available. You see, if you didn't draft a legendary, you always have one that you can just say, oh, well, I'm just going to use this. So, this set, though, comes with 71 new legends. So, over 100 that you can open.
Right.
Yep, in total. So some are going to be, we'll talk about it, but some are being brought back with new finishes on the card.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Without spoiling too much.
Correct.
So we're going to have, as you may have guessed, partners coming back. But the 41 cards that have partner, one of them being Prismatic Piper. I keep wanting to call him Chromatic Piper because Prismatic and Chromatic are kind of interchangeable in Magic lingo. Whatever.
It had to be Monochromatic Piper.
It should be.
But the artwork has all five, so you can't call it that.
I know. Anyway, so beside the Piper, we have 40 monocolor partners. And by the way, if you start combining all the new partners, you have over 1,500 possible partners, 1,540 to be exact. And I'll be honest, the really most important part for me, if in these 40, they actually divide up evenly among the monocolors, you have 8 in each color, which means I can play black, black partner and actually have black as the best color combination in Magic.
Well, I think I'm most excited to watch EDHREC program 1500 partner commanders. No. I actually feel bad because as soon as this happened, their Twitter page, it was like, uh-oh.
Good luck.
They were like, oh no, because it was rough for them when they got... I remember there were a couple of programmers that even work on Scryfall. Cube April was talking about it, and she was saying when we got like two names for one card with the Godzilla cards, they were like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. This is not... We've not done this before. So now we've got... we're going to at least now have a lot of commander decks.
That's right.
That are not built like significantly.
Right.
You know,
it's going to be really, really different. And there's also, on top of all those partners, there's going to be 30 non-partners in 2 and 3 color combinations. So no 4 color.
And chat had asked if we're going to see some more new legendaries. Just that there's a lot of new legendaries that I haven't seen before. And I'm hoping in these 30 that I get to find some more of my Ravnica parents.
Yeah.
Because I still haven't seen 3 of them.
They definitely said that there's going to be new characters and there's going to be old characters. Obviously, we've seen some of the art for like Kamal is going to be printed in this. Jessica is going to be printed in this. Jessica being printed the way that she is going to be a planeswalker. 99.9% sure I'll put money on it.
Chat did say, can you tell us if it can be a commander? And I think that was, and if I remember correctly, they were like, you can't say anything about that yet.
No. So the first partner commander that we didn't know was a partner at first, but we knew that this particular character in Magic history was being reprinted in Commander Legends. It was talked about 1 year ago when Gavin talked to the Command Zone, and that is Baron Sengir. Now known as Sengir the Dark Baron. So Sengir the Dark Baron is our first mono black partner commander that we saw. It's actually getting 2 different printings that are being printed. They reached out to the original artist of the original Baron Sengir to do their own version of this Sengir the Dark Baron artwork. So Sengir the Dark Baron, 6 CMC, 4 black black, 4/4. Vampire Noble with flying. It says whenever another creature dies, put 2/+1/+1 counters on Sengir the Dark Baron. And that's kind of a throwback to Baron Sengir. Original card said whenever another creature dies, you get to put a +2/+2 counter on Sengir. So also has the extra text of whenever another player loses the game, you gain life equal to that player's life total at the beginning or as the turn began. And Sengir the Dark Baron also has partner. And I know you're very underwhelmed about this card.
I would like to, pairing it with something else might be fine. Yeah. Alone, seeing this as a single commander, yes.
Yes, this did have, so this card on its face value has the exact same problem that Kazarov, the pure blood, had.
But this is one color and one mana less, right?
This is one color, one mana less. It's got partner, and that's the real important part.
Yeah.
You partner this up with like white-red. And I know Boros doesn't seem great, but I do believe that white-red's probably the best color combination for destroying all of your opponent's creatures.
Yeah.
And so you combine that with, what's his name? The bald guy. I don't ever remember.
Oh my gosh. You're asking me the bald guy in Magic.
The bald partner Boros.
Bald pork.
He gives something double strike at the beginning of combat. Bald. I don't remember his name. I'll look it up in the meantime.
Okay. So the others that we saw two more, and we saw some partners. And some of you might have read the story Under the Silver Moon a long time ago, taking us all the way back to the plane of Innistrad. And we were previewed Halana Kessig Ranger and Elena Kessig Trapper. So back in 2016, that story previewed. It started out with a little bit of flavor here that they're trackers, hunters, and protectors who live in the depths of the dark woods at the border of the edges of the Kessig province, the woods known as the Ulvenwald. So a lot of people liked hearing about the story, and we get to see them now. So they both just have partner, not partners with, but they work well together. Mm-hmm. So Halana is a 3/4 human archer for 3 and a green with reach that says when another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you can pay 2 colorless. Or 2 generic. When you do, that creature deals damage equal to its power to target creature. So that's cool. And then Elena has first strike is a 4/3 for 4 and a red. And it says tap, add an amount of red mana equal to the greatest power among creatures you control that entered the battlefield this turn. Mm-hmm. So you're going to ramp a little. You're going to play with some big creatures. When they come in, you'll have the mana to make them fight. And this seems really fun. I like building around these. These are also uncommon partners.
Oh,
so they're not only going to be rare. You have to be able to draft a legendary. So there's some in rare or in at uncommon as well.
Right. Yeah. The 2 legendaries per pack is the important thing. And since it's not partners with, and you know, I don't know if anyone really asked, but the partners with cards that were printed in Battle Bond were all seen in the same packs. If you had one, you had the other.
Correct.
I don't think it's going to be true. Even for cards that you know go together mm-hmm. like this. So maybe you'll be partnering Halana with some dragon.
Or with Elena with Baron. Because you get mana. You're playing Rakdos.
Who knows?
Who knows? The possibilities, there's over 1,500 of them.
I would say they're endless, but it's defined as 1,540.
That's how math works.
That's actually how math works, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, those Boros partner commanders I was talking about, the one I was talking about was Bruce Tarl.
Oh, Bruce Tarl. You're right. It is the ball guy.
Yeah. So, and a 3/3 that gives a creature double strike and lifelink combined with Baron, just saying. Seems pretty good. Seems pretty good. So we already talked about Keeper of the Cord. So the last thing that they mentioned during this panel is
It's like, wait, do you want me to continue?
No. I got it. I just wanted the dutes to get out there.
Doot.
Enemy Battle Bond lands. Hot damn.
And they are still on the plane of Kylam.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they printed the enemy colors. So they had the ally colors back when Battle Bond first came out. So now they're printing the enemy colors. And just as like a fun tidbit, Gavin talked about how before Battle Bond even got released, these lands were already in Commander Legends.
Right.
So he heard us before we even started talking.
Because these lands are great. Chat also here, Twitch chat. Was excited.
Yeah.
It was actually okay. It was mixed.
They're not
fetch lands. They're not fetch lands, but from what we can see so far, it's not necessarily ruled out. Mm-mm. No one said yes, no one says no. Some people are saying that these numbers rule it out, but there's others saying doesn't actually rule it out, but
it's
still up in the air.
Yeah, it rules out half the fetch lands.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone was begging for all 10. But these are enemy.
Except for Pleasant Kenobi.
But these are enemy colored fetch lands, and the ones that everyone wants are these are enemy colored battle bond lands, mm-hmm. and everybody wants the enemy colored fetch lands.
It's true.
So,
The enemy color fetch lands are actually the ones that have not been ruled out yet, technically by the numbers. And
it'd be interesting
ally
if we got double enemy colored lands. That would be kind of weird five colors for a set where you're looking to build commander. Having a good mana base is key.
I'm guessing they're going to do maybe the ally fast lands or something like that.
I'd be happy with that. Yeah, give me some fast lands.
That would be cool. So there's going to be extended border versions of all of the rares and that are printed in the set. And there's going to be alternate artworks for all of the legendaries printed in the set. That includes the uncommons. Even Prismatic Piper is going to have an alternate artwork because Wizards of the Coast is continuing to print collector's boosters alongside this set. So we're going to have collector's Commander Legends. And obviously, collector's boosters were kind of already being made towards Commander players,
yep,
about blinging out your decks and everything. So now this is a Commander set with a premium product for people who like to bling out their Commander decks. Seems fantastic. We're also going to be seeing extended art versions of a lot of Commander staples that might be printed at Common, like Command Tower and Commander Sphere. So you'll be able to bling out every single one of your cards.
Bling them out.
Now, we briefly mentioned about we have 71 new legends, but 100 total legends that you can open in packs. So that leaves 29 legends that we haven't talked about. And these are going to be reprints from older legend cards. And the one that they mentioned here was Prosh, Sky Raider of Kerr. So Prosh was printed before I even started playing Magic the Gathering. I mean, it was a long time ago. And they're not just going to reprint these cards. No, no, no. It's got to be special. So they're getting these special...
etched foil.
Yes, etched foil version. So they are shiny and gold and honestly glittery.
They look probably really good, actually.
Yeah. Very impressed, and I can't wait to see what other creatures they're going to be bringing back. What other legends? I shouldn't say creatures, legendaries. They're putting that out there. Legendaries, because there's going to be planeswalkers.
And they said every legendary can be in that new etched foil treatment, but not all of them will be like brought back, obviously, from the past. The new ones you could get that treatment from.
Right. And these are going to be available both in the normal booster as well as the collector's boosters. But in the normal boosters, they'll be printed at a much, much lower rarity. Not quite like expedition rarity, but still probably like foil mythic rarity. And most of them are mythics as is. So maybe even rarer than a foil mythic, but not quite invention, not quite expedition. Just one step past that.
But how much will it cost?
There's no MSRP.
That's true.
Yeah. So Gavin said that Wizards of the Coast no longer does MSRP, so he can't tell you how much the product is actually going to cost. But he did say it's going to cost more than a standard set. This is going to cost less than a master set.
Which seems right around where what we were even thinking. It's a premium. It's like a mid-sized sedan.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's perfect.
I'm happy with it. Mm-hmm. It's probably got it's going to open the hatch.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to have keyless start.
It's got some really special elements that you really like and all the standard stuff that you need.
Captain seats in the middle.
Can hold all your kids and carts.
And everything. And your cards go in the bottom compartment under the seats.
Ooh.
Easily.
But you, never leave your cards in your car.
Who needs a cooler when you can travel with your magic cards in your van?
That's true.
Yeah.
I would no longer need to drink anything after that. That's true.
So on top of that, they answered a couple of questions at the end of the panel. So down the line, the first one is there's not going to be any double face cards. There were a lot of people asking for a werewolf when Elena and Alana were... They were showed the artwork. They said, finally, we're going to see a werewolf. Mm. And they were like, no, you're not.
Sorry.
This is not that set, but we have heard the request. Mm-hmm. So not today.
Right. And they did say, someone asked if there's going to be a legendary Kithkin. And the answer we got was, there's going to be a Kithkin.
There's going to be a Kithkin. It was asked, are you afraid that partner is going to ruin Commander? Mm. And they said that extensive testing was done on these, and they are confident that, you know, what they're putting out is good for this format, and people will enjoy it.
Very true. They did put the disclaimer out there. It says, but do remember there is 1,540 combinations, and we might not have done extensive testing on every combination.
So when someone that's listening to the show breaks one of the new ones with like Siddhar Kondo, ship me that list.
Yes,
because
please.
I would like to play with Siddhar Kondo with flanking and the fangs.
That's right. And I know we kind of mentioned it before, but just to solidify, all of the mono colored legendaries will have partner. So the multi-pip legendaries will not have partner. The monocolor will have partner.
It has been confirmed Colossal Dreadmaw is not in this set.
But there will be another green creature at
that likely six costs CMC, 6 mana.
And it's a 6/6, I think they said. It's not going to be called Colossal Dreadmaw. It'll be Delossal Credmaw.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
So Prismatic Piper is the only common legendary that's being printed in the set, only common legendary in existence in Magic.
And then a really good question, which I did like to hear. Someone said, what's the power level of this set? And they said, if you were to draft a deck from this, you know, you're obviously focusing on your specific colors. You're trying to build synergy. They said it's likely less powerful than a precon. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be anything crazy, but that's probably excluding a couple of likely strong cards.
For sure. And you
are going to have some good cards.
Absolutely. You are. You're going to have two picks.
Correct.
So you're going to have strong cards in your deck, but you are building a 60 card deck. And I like the way that they presented this. It's like, this can be now, this drafted deck you got is now the starter for your 100 card commander deck that you can build.
Right.
And I did want to also touch on the fact why they did 60 card versus 40 card or 80 card. We mentioned, picking two cards at a time, some time constraints, you know, making draft quick, but also 60 cards was specifically chosen because people know how many lands you need to run, how much mana you need to run for a 60 card deck. 60 card is what you use for most formats. So if you know how many lands go in a standard deck, you know how many lands are going to go in your 60 card draft deck.
And if you were to move that up to 100, it then becomes controversial.
Yeah, very complicated.
Which is so funny because I saw so many posts online, and I think it was Asham Rose, she said 33. Mm-hmm. And then there were some folks that said 35. I think it was Cass Wiley said 38 because I like to cast all my spells. And, you know, it's just, I think I end up at 36 most cases. Mm-hmm. And if I go down to 35, it's because I probably have two or three more rocks or something than I initially I thought I was going to have, and it's I can afford to cut one, but I don't go down to 34.
I think it is important to look at mana sources more than it is just lands. And a lot of people just go, how many lands do you play? And I say, cut a land, add a soul ring.
But what if you already have that soul ring? Cut a land, add a...
I'm an advocate for cheating. Play two soul rings.
And on that note, that concludes this week's episode. We're excited to hear about what you guys think of Commander Legends. Absolutely. What do you think about the new Commander Collection Green, and our thoughts on the new philosophy for the color white? I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Drawing cards is my favorite thing to do.
And now white can do it too.
So we can all do it.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Red can do it in some cases.
Red can do it. You just have to throw cards away too.
And that's fine. That's fine.
You got that, Red. You got it.
You got this.
Play your mind's eye. Be fine with it.
So thank you all for listening. If you would like to contact us, you can find our podcast on Twitter at GuardianPod. And you can find me on Twitter at ATFlory.
You can find me on Twitter at WormCoilEngine.
And you can also email us at GuardianProjectPod@gmail.com. And if you're on Discord and you want to join our Discord, come join our Discord.
Yeah, to help Andy get to his 365 games he's got to play this
year. But seriously, I got 28 open slots every single, 22 open slots every single month, for the next, until Christmas.
That's right.
And I have 2 weeks vacation coming around Christmas, and that's really only going to be one, because it's one before Christmas and then one the week after New Year's. So I got to find these games.
We'll play some games or something, I guess.
I know. Well, it's nice when you can get together like in person, because sometimes it's way faster than doing it online. I mean, it's so much faster.
So much faster.
You're like, I'm just going to... All right, scoop this one up. I should just play Vizolda the Blood Witch like 12 times.
Yeah. And then I'll play any deck that includes Agent of Treachery because I miss playing it.
Yes.
Perfect.
Go for it.
All right. I steal your World Gorger Dragon after it enters the battlefield.
I'm going to terminate it. All right. See you guys all next week.
Bye-bye. Was that a long episode?
No.
Good.
No. We actually did it.
We did.
We did it at like 48 or 49 minutes.
Nice.
We
did
it. I'm like right there.
We actually did it.
Did it. Did it.